What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health detailed this Tuesday that two new deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. In addition, the report updated three deaths from previous dates for a cumulative total of 8,312 deaths, with a lethality that remains at 0.9%. There were 2,389 new cases reported, and a total of 12,268 tests were applied in the country, and this gives us a positivity of 19.5%, according to the ministry's report. Meanwhile, the active cases, they totaled 21,050, of which 20,778 are in isolation and 272 are hospitalised. Of those who are in isolation, they're divided into 20,747 in their residence and 31 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalised, we have 236 in the wards and 36 in the intensive care units. Transporte Masivo de Panama, S.A., known as MIBUS, administrator of the public transport service in the districts of Panama and San Miguelito, surprised users last May when it announced that it was temporarily changing 25 trunk routes to complementary ones in response to the global energy and logistics crisis. The decision came at a time when people most needed public transportation to get around, as some began to choose to leave their cars at home after the progressive increase in fuel costs. Behind this measure, there are two realities that the company MIBUS faces. 300 Metro buses are out of service because they're waiting for spare parts, and money is lacking because of budget cuts. The general manager of MIBUS, Luis Campana, specified to La Prensa that in addition to the 300 buses awaiting parts, there are 300 that must be periodically receiving maintenance. Before the pandemic, they maintained between 15% and 20% of the fleet, made up of 1,436 Metro bus units in preventative and corrective maintenance. And today, due to the logistics situation, it has doubled. That is, that there are fewer buses that are operating. The company does not believe that the situation will be resolved soon, since the first parts are expected to begin arriving during this month of June. We project that within 2 to 3 months we will be able to have a fleet available, he added. What parts are waiting on to solve the problem? Well, Bell explained that most of the buses are waiting parts for air conditioning systems, as well as chassis and body parts. Another group requires body parts such as broken glass, which has been caused by vandalism. He stressed that once they have the largest number of operating buses, the trunk routes will gradually return, especially those with the highest demand. President Laurentino Cortizo vetoed Bill 796 in its entirety, which sought to create the district of Basamentos and three corregimientos in the province of Bocas del Toro. This is a political setback for the caucus of the Democratic Revolutionary Party in the National Assembly, a group to which Cortizo also belongs. The veto, which is dated the 1st of June, the president argues, among other points, that the proposed district would not have the population required to be constituted. The support for the veto refers to the breach of Law 65 of 2015, which states that for the creation of districts there must be a population of at least 25,000 inhabitants. Now, although there are no updated population data, given that the population census has not been carried out since 2010, the population estimates of the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, for the year 2020 in the current corregimiento of Isla Basamentos reaches just 2,679 inhabitants. It's clear that in its legislative process, the requirements established by law were not met, argues the president in a letter sent to the president of the assembly, Crispiano Adames, in which he informs and supports the reasons for the objection. In addition to what is related to the number of inhabitants, the executive also argued that there is no record of the citizen public consultation or the socio-economic and financial report of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Essential elements required by law were dispensed with, concludes the document sent to the legislature. This initiative was sent to the executive after being approved in the third debate. This was on the 22nd of April, before the internal elections of the PRD and before the plenary session closed. The veto also refers to provisions related to the 2024 electoral process and the election of local authorities in the districts and townships. However, the executive assures that in order for the election of authorities to be included in the new political divisions, they must be firm before the corresponding electoral process begins. The Electoral Court convened the process for the elections of May the 5th of 2024 and June the 1st. Now, although the vetoed bill reached the plenary session at the hands of Arupilio Abrego, a substitute for Benicio Robinson, it's the latter who appears as the proponent. After the veto, the Assembly, the body that resumes the work of the plenary session on the 1st of July, will have to analyse whether it approves it by insistence. The Colombian Ombudsman's Office alerted the authorities of that country about the increase in minors who are crossing into Panama through the Darien jungle, some of them unaccompanied. In a statement from the Colombian entity, it is stated that in the month of May, they observed the departure through Necoclí, this is Antioquia, towards the Darien Gap of 169 boys and girls from 0 to 12 years of age and 41 adolescents between 13 and 17 years. Necoclí is one of the several points from which irregular migrants leave for Panama. The latest report from the National Migration Service of Panama details that in May, at the migrant reception post in Darien, a passage of 13,894 people was registered, of which 2,005 were minors. There has also been an increase in unaccompanied children. UNICEF Panama reported the arrival of 17 unaccompanied youth at its border, which affects the social fabric in the territory and violates the human rights of children, subject to the special protection by part of the Colombian state, highlights the Ombudsman of Colombia. In the last 2 years, the migratory flow through the region has generated a crisis which led the rulers of the nations of the area to sit down and talk, to take action, to stop this irregular mobilization. According to the records of Panama migration in 5 months of 2022, 32,797 travellers have crossed the border through Darien, most of them from Venezuela. Of that amount, it is specified that 5,028 were minors. Most of these people have the goal of reaching the United States. The administrator of the National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, this is Luis Oliva, announced on Tuesday that some 47,000 public transport vehicles are making use of the fuel subsidy. The government established through Executive Decree 13 of May the 27th of this year that the owners of public passenger transport vehicles, this is collective and selective, would be able to buy a gallon of 91 and 95 octane gasoline with low sulphur diesel at a price of a flat rate of $3.95, which is $1.43 per litre. This came into effect from the 3rd of June. It is important to highlight that the state will assume the difference in the cost of fuel with the subsidy. We have more than 40,000 taxi drivers who have made the use of the fuel benefit. We are talking about a daily average of $100,000 in subsidy that the national government is giving. In addition, we have more than 7,000 collective carriers who have already made use of the benefit, said Oliva. Taking into account the figure given by the administrator of the AIG in 11 days, this is from the 3rd of June to the 13th of June, $1.1 million in fuel subsidies have already been managed. He also recalled that last Friday, the 10th of June, the contribution of the subsidy began with commercial and agricultural vehicles that have already registered on the platform to receive the accreditation of monthly digital vouchers for fuel consumption. Between agricultural vehicles and heavy machinery, we have 7,000 registered. Every day, the Ministry of Agricultural Development supports us in the census because we know that some machinery is not registered or does not have vehicle registration, added Oliva. It is important to note that the Land Transit and Transportation Authority reported that school transportation also receives the fuel subsidy at gas stations. Authorities reported that the temporary plan to stabilise fuel prices will last 3 months, and a fund of about $100 million has been allocated for this subsidy. The Mexican Foreign Minister, Marcelo Ebrard, said on the morning of Tuesday that the government of President Laurentino Cortizo gave the approval for Jesús Rodríguez to be the new ambassador of Mexico. Ebrard stressed that the endorsement received by Rodríguez in Panama enriches the female presence of Mexican abroad, reported Forbes Mexico. Rodríguez previously served as an alternate senator for Olga Sánchez Cordero, who was the Secretary of the Interior. The nomination arose after Panama rejected the nomination of historian Pedro Salmeron, who is accused of alleged sexual harassment by co-workers and students. We already have the approval, as of June the 1st, for the appointment of Laura Maria de Jesus Rodríguez Ramírez, better known as Jesusa Rodríguez. You know her very well, a dear fellow friend, an outstanding feminist, the foreign minister recalled. She added that according to Forbes Mexico, that she is a woman who has done a lot for the theatre, for alternative spaces, and for our partner for many years. After this approval, Pulso recalled that in February, Rodríguez declared that she had always thought that the future of the world is saved in Latin America. Pulso explained that during her time in the Senate, Rodríguez was famous for her defense of issues such as abortion, women, indigenous people, and marijuana. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.